Hi, it's Olga Zar from SEO Slice. So today I wanted to talk about, I think this is an important topic to talk about, especially for SEO consultants like me. So the topic is what makes a perfect SEO client? So we all would love to only have perfect SEO clients, then our life would be so much easier and we would be so much happier and satisfied with our jobs. So I would say there are three, four qualities which make the perfect SEO client. So number one is the client understands the value of SEO and understands that they need SEO. In an ideal world, this is the client that comes to you, the client that found you somewhere on YouTube, on LinkedIn, Twitter, X, they found you, they have been following you for some time, and they actually think you are a good SEO consultant, and they want to use your expertise to help them with SEO. So they come to you and they know, they have understood that SEO is something they need. Another quality, I would say, which makes a perfect SEO client is that they understand that SEO requires time and SEO provides, in most cases, long-term results. In many cases, I would say on average, this is at least 6, 8 or more months until you can see serious results from SEO. And during those waiting months, assuming that during those months, actually a lot is happening, the website is optimized for keywords, keyword research has been done, keyword mapping, new content is created on a regular basis so that things are happening over those months. And this is very important because the client needs to know that it takes time. But the client also needs to know that it takes time and effort. And in most cases, most of this effort has to go into content creation. And you as an SEO, you have to make sure the content that is being created is based on keyword research and like all the basics are there in place. The third quality, which makes a perfect SEO client, I would say is their willingness to pay you what you are worth. And the client, the perfect client, understands that you are very valuable, that your expertise costs a lot of money. There are tons of examples where you, an SEO consultant, you have 10 years of experience, you sit down, analyze the site, you spend 30 minutes, and within those 30 minutes, you spot a bunch of very serious SEO issues, which you are able to fix within another 30 minutes. So you spend 1 hour, and this saved your client a couple of thousands of dollars or even more. I have had a lot of such examples where I spent like 30 minutes and this allowed the client not to lose thousands of dollars. So does it mean that they should pay me, I don't know, $200 for that hour spent? Assuming this is my hourly rate? Of course not. So this is what I mean. I'm not saying you should be like giving exorbitant prices to your clients, but the perfect client should be aware that your expertise is worth a lot of money, because with that expertise, there lies this leverage that they can use that can bring you a ton of benefits. So another, I would say, characteristic of a perfect SEO client is that they respect your time. And they respect your free time, your work-life balance. So they know that during weekends, you may or may not be working, that during evenings, you may also not be working, that you also have a life. So you may not always be able to respond to them very fast, especially if you are not working when they texted you. So this respect for your well-being, for your right to rest is very, very, very important, because if the client doesn't respect those borders, there's going to be a lot of challenges, and I don't think it will be a win-win for neither you nor the client. And the final characteristic, I would say, is that the client trusts you, trusts your judgment, trusts your experience, and doesn't question what you are suggesting. I had a lot of situations, maybe not a lot, but I had situations where the client was questioning what I suggested, even though I knew based on my experience that this is the best we could do and this is what will help them in the long term. They had a different vision and they kept questioning my ideas, or they did something without telling me about it, which kind of sabotaged the results, and then they blamed me for lack of results, even though my ideas really weren't implemented. So I would say this is really a red flag for you, and I would avoid such clients. So maybe that won't be the final characteristic of a perfect client. I think I have one more, which is they are willing to pay in advance or pay based on your terms. So some SEO consultants only accept upfront payments, other want to be paid 50% upfront. It depends, but whatever your setup for getting paid is, they are okay with that and they do not question that. This is also a sign that they respect you, they respect your rules, they respect how you work, and it also usually makes your job way easier and way you feel safer knowing that they pay the way you want. In most cases, I prefer being paid upfront, because I am well known enough so that new potential clients don't have to be afraid that they will send me money and I will disappear, because I am putting my name, my face on everything I do. So that even if I wanted, that wouldn't make sense. Of course, I wouldn't do that. So that's another characteristic. And one more characteristic of a perfect client: they do not demand very often, very frequent calls, meetings, like dailies or 2 times per week. Of course, it depends on the type of project, on the type of company. There may be big projects where you will have to be present on a call every day. But I'm talking about a perfect monthly SEO client, contracted SEO client. So this is a very important characteristic. I am not a call person. I work way better if I am not interrupted. And I prefer doing big chunks of work and then connecting with the client in two weeks, in 1 week, in 3 weeks, depending. But you may be different, that's okay. But the client should respect that you sometimes prefer working instead of being on a call, because not always. Very often calls do not bring anything new to the table. You just spend time and nothing changes. And I am a doer. I prefer working instead of talking. So for me, this is very important. And I only work with clients who respect that about me. So I would say these are the top characteristics, things that make the client a perfect one. Of course, I could definitely add more to that. We can like create a list of 100 best characteristics, but we just want to like focus on the top ones. So these are my top ones. I'm very curious to learn what are your top characteristics of a perfect SEO client. Make sure to give me a like, comment, subscribe to my YouTube channel, subscribe to my SEO newsletter. I'm sending a lot of tips to my SEO subscribers. It is SEOSly/newsletter. So that's all from me, and see you in the next video. Bye bye.